Chapter 1. Randall Byler wasn't happy. Perhaps that was putting things a bit harshly. Or maybe, rather, it was putting things a bit mildly. Whatever it was, he needed something better in his life. A reason to be happy. A reason to be content. Or, as his little sister Kayleen was fond of saying, he needed something to be joyful about. Unfortunately, he didn't think anything along those lines was going to happen anytime soon. Not while he had the combined weight of four of his younger siblings on his shoulders.
Chicken again? Levi griped as he entered the kitchen. How many nights in a row have we had chicken? Something like 8?
I haven't been counting, Randall snapped. If you know what's good for you, I wouldn't start counting either.
Did you grill it again?
Yep. Because he knew one way to cook chicken, and that was to grill it until it was almost charred. Looking every bit of his 16 years, Levi rolled his blue eyes.
Randall, can't you cook anything else?
Nope. He knew how to bake potatoes, open jars of green beans that his sister Claire had put up, and grill chicken. That was the extent of his culinary skills. Glaring at the plate of chicken, each portion looking a bit like a hockey puck, Levi didn't even try to hide his grimace of distaste.
Couldn't you at least try?
With effort, Randall tried not to let his temper snap. Nay, Levi, I cannot. As I've said before, if you want to take over the meals, go ahead. But as long as I'm cooking supper every night, we're going to have what I can cook.
Which just happens to be grilled chicken, baked potatoes, and canned beans, Mika said with a grin as he wandered in. At least dinner isn't full of surprises anymore. Claire loved her mystery meat casserole, she did.
Randall smiled, imagining the creations their bossy sister was trying out on her newlywed husband. I'm sure Jim is pining for a piece of blackened chicken right about now.
Doubt it, Levi grumbled.
Privately thinking that one of their eldest sister's mystery meat casseroles would actually be a most welcome change, Randall picked up the plate of chicken and carried it to the table. Where are Neil and Kayleen?
On their way. Kayleen wanted to help Neil with the goats, Mika said as he pointed toward the barn.
Levi, go ahead and set the table then.
Again? I set it last night.
And I cooked last night. Do it. With a sullen expression, his youngest brother set the table for 5. By the time he'd gotten the last of the silverware in place, Kayleen and Neil had filtered in. Mika filled up glasses with water, then helped Randall fill the rest of the platters and carry them to the table. Then, after a brief prayer, uttered gratefully in silence, they began to pass dishes and fill their plates. Just as they'd done for all of Randall's 21 years. In fact, the only thing that ever seemed to change was the number of placemats they set out and who did the cooking. Just 5 months ago, things had been a lot different. Their 3 elder siblings, Junior, Beverly, and Claire, had still been living at home. Those 3 had been managing things for years, ever since their mother had died soon after giving birth to Kayleen. When their father died 5 years ago, they'd divided up even more duties. Beverly had taken over the house and sewing, Claire the cooking and finances, Junior had been in charge of them all and had practically raised Kayleen by himself. As the 5th eldest, Randall had more or less done his own thing. He'd taken a job in construction as soon as he'd gotten out of school at 14 and had figured he was doing his part by contributing his paycheck to the family bank account. Junior, being Junior, had let him believe he'd been doing enough. Now Randall realized that he'd been only doing enough for himself. He'd worked and courted Elizabeth Nolte in his spare time. He'd always planned to ask Elizabeth to marry him when he'd been promoted to a supervisor, whenever the time was right. But then, things had happened. Junior had fallen in love with Miriam Zehr. Joe Burkholder had finally gotten up the nerve to ask their sister Beverly to marry him. And then Claire, to everyone's surprise, had up and married Jim Weaver and moved to Charm. 3 siblings married in less than 3 months. Of course, all 3 of them had spent many an hour discussing the pros and cons of their leaving. Junior and Miriam had even volunteered to continue living at the farm to take care of them all. But that had rubbed Randall the wrong way. He was a grown man, not a spoiled teenager. No way was he going to ever say that he couldn't handle what his older brother had been doing without complaint for most of his life. Therefore, he, Mika, and Neil had developed a new triumvirate. Mika did most of the farming and took his college classes. Neil continued to train dogs and breed his goats and pigs, all moneymakers. And Randall had changed his life completely.